The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Back from the vacation I never took. Back in San Francisco, the city I love to hate. The most beautiful city on earth, filled with the most retrograde policies the world has ever seen. Awash in crime and indignities unimaginable in a civilized world. Welcome to the program. Now, which news story do you think had me return from vacation? I'm going to give you a show and tell today. Remember, I was supposed to be off last week, and I did a live show from Florida. And I flew home quite a bumpy ride on Friday or Saturday. I don't remember when we got over Arizona. It was a roller coaster, but that's okay. So here we are. Yesterday was this long, forever holiday. My God, does it ever end with the lemmings. The lemmings, the lemmings, the lemmings. Buying and keeping and selling and trading things no one ever wanted. But that's the economy, stupid. That's how the economy works, is you buy stuff you don't want for people who don't want it, who give it back to get other things that they don't want to give to other people next year, which they don't want. And that's what keeps the economy going, stupid. It's good. That's what capitalism is. It thrives on junk goods that no one needs. Now, I don't want you to think I'm Bernie Sanders. It's just that there's a part of me that realizes a lot of the garbage that we buy is unnecessary garbage that belongs in a landfill to begin with. We would have been better off not buying it. It shouldn't have been made. So which news story do you think had me say to the people, look, guys, I got to come in on Tuesday. There's some news story that's so big, I got to come in. I reserve the right, by the way, to come in onto the show to, you know, talk about breaking news. There's phenomenal news out there. So which story do you think had me say, I got to come in today? That's number one. Number two that I'm going to talk about today is what was done to Trump is being done to Michael Savage on the radio. And I'm here to say goodbye to some stations that are replacing me with liberals or with far less conservative hosts. And I will actually read you the ratings to set the record straight, because there are people putting out lies about my ratings on stations. I have them in front of me. And I'm not going to leave without telling you the exact ratings. You will get them here. So when I leave, you'll know that it wasn't because of ratings. That's the number one thing you got to know. And I still have great stations. I have so many great stations across the country. And just as Trump was vilified all throughout the primary, remember what they said about him? He can't win. He's no good. He's this. He's too loud. He's too this. He's too that. It's all fake. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, he's president. I will prevail, and I predict that before the end of the year, you will see things in my career that you never have expected in venues you would never expect. You'll see that I become a household name more so than you could ever imagine, outside of radio, incidentally. Now, I know many of you on WJR are heartbroken. I know many of you on MAL are just stunned that you're going to be stuck with a sea of liberals. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't own the stations. They can put on Mickey Mouse if they want. They could put on Donald Duck if they want. But I want to thank all of my listeners on WMAL in Washington and WJR. You have made my show super successful in Detroit and Washington, D.C. My ratings were higher at WMAL, by the way, higher than some other shows on that station. And if you think I'm just making it up, I have the ratings in my hand. My show on WMAL beat the morning show in AQH. It beat the character who follows me on WMAL. So just to set the record straight, you should know my ratings were super great. And as of January, I'm being replaced on the air by a liberal host in one case or by a far less conservative host on another. I wish them both very good luck. But I want you to know that I resisted being taken off the air on these stations. I fought like hell to stay on, but I could not win the battle despite your phenomenal support and my record-setting ratings. I will not comment on why this has happened. I know why it happened. However, I am here to tell you that you can follow the Savage Nation online in January, streaming on the internet, as millions of people do already. It's that simple. And that's all I'm going to say about it today. I have much more important things to talk about, such as a Christmas miracle of a fetus that was thrown in a trash bin when he was a newborn, thrown in a trash bin, and he was saved by three people who heard him crying in the trash bin. And now he's 20 years old, and he reunited with the three men who saved him. It's an amazing Christmas miracle. Beautiful story. Trump has picked for ambassador to Israel a phenomenal Zionist, which should make all of you anti-Semites just roll over in your grave, your living graves. Yes, a real Zionist who loves Israel. And that man, David Friedman, is going to be the U.S. ambassador to Israel. He is Trump's bankruptcy lawyer. He's the son of an Orthodox rabbi. He is everything that Obama, the backstabbing Islamist, is not. And that's what I'm going to talk about. What Trump has done is the reverse of what Obama did on Friday night. Obama stabbed Israel in the back and exposed himself, that is Obama, as a crypto-Islamist supremacist. It's that simple. I will also talk about the UN speech that the snake Samantha Powers gave. I'll play it for you. One of the worst women in the history of the United States of America. A shameful backstabber gave a disgusting speech. What Obama did to Israel has not been done by any administration in the last 40 years. But that's what you get when you elect a man who is a crypto-Islamist supremacist. What do you expect him to do? And I'm going to talk about this week. Christmas and Hanukkah came the same day, which is a very rare occurrence, very, very infrequent, let's put it to you that way. And I'm going to give you my meaning of the Festival of Lights, the meaning of Hanukkah. I have a different interpretation. And, well, there's so many other stories I haven't even touched on. I don't want to flood you with them. I think we ought to begin, though, with some good sound after I invite you to call 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. What is this call? Daniel on WJR. Daniel, what are you saying? What happened on election night?
Well, Mr. Savage, as you know, they had the recount here in Detroit, and the judge shut down the recount because the Democrats tried to corrupt the recount. There was actually more Democrat votes turned in on the ballots than there was Democratic voters, and the judge shut it down. So Detroit was the last one that wanted, Michigan was the last one to turn in their ballots claiming that Trump would win. Then they demanded the recount, tried to corrupt that. The judge shut it down. And now, they're attacking you and getting rid of you. So I don't know what exactly WJR
is. Well, I think you can. I have no comment on why the station is dropping me. I have no comment whatsoever. However, I invite all of you to follow the Savage Nation Online beginning in January on the Internet. There's nothing else I can do for you. There are no options in Detroit right now. I have a phenomenally large, loyal audience. In fact, WMAL and WJR are some of my most loyal listeners. It's awesome. But remember, the show is streamed around the world. I get calls from around the world. And you can always pick it up on the Internet that way or on your iPhone. It's that simple. 855-400-728. The most important story of all of them is Obama hinting that something's going to happen and he's going to run for a third term. That snake, that crypto pro-Islamist snake, gave a speech that was shocking where he said that if he had run again, he could have beaten Trump. He's sending a message out, and we're all, let us say, if not quizzical, terrified of what the snake is planning with the New World Order. Listen to clip number two on the Savage Nation, and now you'll know why I'm taking off the air in Washington, D.C. Listen carefully.
I am confident in this vision because I'm confident that if I had run again and articulated it, I think I could have mobilized a majority of the American people to rally behind it. I know that in conversations that I've had with
with who?
People
Michelle?
Around the country.
Your
even
mother-in-law.
Some people who disagreed with me.
Who, your butler?
They would say the vision, the direction that you point towards is the right one.
Oh, that's right. Flood America with useless immigrants who don't work. Increase the food stamp rolls by 10.7 million people, a 32% jump. Bring in Islamists who are not vetted. Really good job. One terrorist event after another. Oh, yeah, we all want your vision. That's what we want, Mr. Obama. We want your vision. We all want to become Beirut or Lebanon itself. That's what we can't wait to see is internecine warfare in America. You're great. You turned blacks against the police. You did a super job, Obama. This man is crazy, but he's not finished yet. Meanwhile, in gun control Chicago, there were multiple deaths over the weekend. 750-plus homicides in 2016. Can you believe what's going on in this country? Well, my friends, I want to thank all of you for listening today. I mean, I came in because of the news stories. I couldn't stay away. There's so many great stories out there. And I invite you to call on some of the things I touched on. I will have for you the meaning of Hanukkah, Powers UN speech, the top stories of the day, Obama stabbing Israel in the back, clearly exposing. The only thing he needed to do, more than what he has done, is come out in a fez on a prayer rug on the lawn in front of the White House with some sun lamps and maybe a camel. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It would take witchcraft for anyone to believe a word that Obama says. His true legacy is the destruction of the Democrat Party. It's not just that Hillary lost the election. Forget the popular numbers, because I can argue with that. You know, what they're all saying is save your Confederate money, the South will rise again. That they won the popular vote, therefore Trump is an illegitimate president. I can argue, and rationally, by the way, that the differential of several million votes can be seen in the number of illegal aliens that Mr. Fez has run into the United States of America. How many millions of illegal aliens from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and the Middle East has this man flooded into this country who voted in the last election? Millions, I would say, wouldn't you? After all, didn't the Democrats under Harry Reid fight to make certain that there would be no voter ID laws? Why would they do that? Even Trinidad, a small island nation, has voter ID laws. I know a person from Trinidad said, what, are you crazy? He said, how could you not have a voter ID law? How do you know how many times someone's voting or where they're from? I said, how, when you have a corrupt Harry Reid and a corrupt Hillary Clinton and a corrupt Democrat machine that lives off the welfare state and floods people in to build up the voter rolls, why would they want voter ID? So you could argue that the 3-4 million differential that Hillary won in the popular vote was based almost entirely upon illegal aliens voting and multiple votes, by the way. But I don't want to have that discussion because the election is over. Obama says he could have won the election. He could have beaten Trump if he had run again. First of all, the data doesn't support that. That's number one. Number two, his agenda is why so many people came out to vote for the businessman. Why would they vote for Donald Trump? They want a wall with Mexico. Number one, I'll say it again. Number one, wall with Mexico. Number two, no more Muslims from, let us say, countries that have civil problems. Isn't that what you voted for? And number three, you want the jobs brought back in the Rust Belt primarily, right? Then you want your factories brought back. You want the jobs to stay here. You don't want them bleeding out to Mexico and to China. That's what you voted for. There were three main issues. There weren't more than three issues. All the rest is gravy. Now, I personally told you in the whole year running up to the election that my number one issue and still is national security. I'll repeat it over and over and over again. Obama has decimated the military, destroyed the morale of the military, depleted the, let me use the exact right word in the military, he's depleted the replacement parts for our aircraft. He has decimated our stocks of weaponry. He has destroyed the morale of the military, putting an incompetence at every level of leadership. And run men out of the military who are real warriors. He's run the Spartans out of the military. There are some left, but man, their morale has been just destroyed by this crypto freak. And the fact is that they're already feeling better now that Trump has won. He put in Mattis into the Defense Department, who's a genuine combat veteran. He put a general into Homeland Security. Isn't that better than the lawyer who's running Homeland Security? You know that if this guy, Jay Johnson, who's running Homeland Security, was working for a corporation, the board of directors would have fired him 2 years ago after one terrorist event after another that slipped through his fingers. Why would you keep a man who was letting things happen that he was put there to stop? Why? You figure it out. So those things alone mean a lot to me. You know, remember after the election, I said I had a friend who said It was an interesting statement, and I got a lot of email on it. I had a friend who said to me that after Trump won, she felt as though a new portal had opened into a new world. She felt that she went into a new world. A new world had opened for her. I felt the same exact way, and millions of others feel, a sense of relief that is hard to describe. I was sitting here, I know people in the media, really big people, not a lot, a few, the real ones. Every one of them feared that if Hillary won, they were going to be hounded, not only out of the business, but even worse. They feared that. They don't fear it anymore. I sleep better at night. I don't go to sleep worrying about a Eastern European-style government hunting me down. I don't sit here worrying about a car coming in the middle of the night and snatching me off the street. I feared that under Hussein. I feared that would happen under Hillary. I don't fear it under Trump. So to me, it's a great world that we're living in. It's that simple. I don't really want to tell you what to say, but one of Obama's great legacies is that he has destroyed the Democrat Party. Do you know what happened in the election in addition to the presidency? I only have 40 seconds right now, but whether you like me or don't like me, the facts are the facts. He decimated the Democrat Party for a good number of years, thank God. Oh, yeah. The Democrats lost more than 1,000 seats under this phony, narcissistic man named Barack Obama. 1,000 seats, and he says he would have beaten Trump. Read the analysis. He says he could have won a third term. Every level during that election, this Democrat Party suffered huge losses at every level during Obama's West Wing tenure. 1,042 state and federal Democratic posts were destroyed by this liar.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
What I would argue is that the culture actually did shift, that the majority does buy into the notion of a one America.
Well, after the German people.
And diverse. And,
oh, you liar, you. You liar. You're flooding America with garbage.
And full of energy and dynamism. And
you know, you can only take so many lies for so long. Angela Merkel, for example, flooded in a million Muslims into Germany. Do you know what's going on in Germany? It's exactly what Obama wants to happen here in America. He wants to destroy the cohesion of this nation the same way that crypto-fascist Nazi Angela Merkel is destroying Germany with her Muslim brethren. And they will never let go of their agenda. One thing you got to know is that the Islamist socialist agenda will not go away quietly in the night. Now, Obama says that he could have easily beaten Trump if he had run again. He's a con man, as you well know. He said, I am confident in this vision that if I had run again and articulated, I could have mobilized. That's an Al Sharpton word, mobilized. Mobilized and won again. Now, the word the words confident in this vision are very telling. Con man, confidence man. Obama's a classic con man. He actually believes his own lie. But the fact of the matter is, he destroyed the Democrat Party. He couldn't have won a third term. The Democrats lost over 1,000 seats since this character was foisted upon us way back in the dark ages of 08. A net loss of 1,042 state and federal Democratic posts. Go ahead, liberals. Tell me why. All over, because of racism? That's, you got that one ready, don't you? The R word's already rolling off your tongue, and you're not even from Cambridge. A net loss of 1,042 state and federal Democratic posts, including the presidency, governorships, congressional and state legislative seats, since this man became president. Every level destroyed. Then Trump wins. Democratic U.S. Senate seats fell from 55 to 46 under Obama. The share of the House plummeted from 256 to 194. And let me tell you something. Even though there's been a tidal wave in the other direction, in the media, nothing has changed. The people who run the media are more liberal than they've ever been. They haven't seen the light. They don't care about you. They still think you're the deplorable. They don't care if they run a radio station into the garbage can. Or destroy a television station. Or a newspaper. They will lose money rather than talk to you, the deplorables, with people like me. Do you understand that? And yet even Google, one of the most successful companies in America's history, is smart enough to adapt because they know otherwise they will die. These other industries are not smart. Google has hired an entire division of conservative outreachers. Did you know that? They know which way the wind blows, and they know the wind is blowing to the right. So Google creates a conservative outreach division. Meanwhile, the old line media is getting rid of conservatives as fast as they can, thinking that Hillary Clinton won, and they're going to curry favor with her. Democratic governorships became a rarity during this eight-year period, slipping from 28 to 16. But again, go tell that to the people in the old world media. You know, it's like the talkies versus the silent movies. When the talkies came along, talking pictures, the silent film stars said, ah, them talkies will never work. No one's going to go to them talking pictures. Right. Well, you got people in the media right now who are like running silent movie studios. They still are saying, no, they want to see Buster Keaton miming. They'd rather see someone mime Obama's words. She goes on and says, I'm confident in this vision that if I'd run again, I could have mobilized and beaten Donald Trump. Well, there are Democrats who disagree with him, by the way. We're not even a national party at this point, said one of the reps. Someone out there, I got his name somewhere, I just lost it on the computer. Tim somebody. Everyone's Tim. Tim. Everyone's a Tim. Who's Tim? Who's Tim? Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, said, we're not even a national party at this point, as he made a failed run at the House Minority Leader position. He tried to beat Nancy Battleaxe Pelosi. He said, we have some support on the coast, but we've lost the support of middle America, and we've got to make some changes, so I'm pulling the fire alarm here because the house is on fire. Don't tell that to the octogenarian Nancy Pelosi. No, sorry, Bob. Harry Reid said, 2020, in the 2020 Democratic field will resemble an old folks home. That's Harry Reid. During a meeting earlier this month, an aide asked Reid what he thought about Vice President Joe Overbite Biden, saying he's open to running for president in 2020. And he asked if he would support him. Reid said, it depends on who's running. It appears we're going to have an old folks home. We've got Elizabeth Warren. She'll be 71. Biden will be 78. Bernie Sanders will be 79. Can you believe this? Now, there's nothing wrong with being old and wise, but being old and stupid is another story. When you've just destroyed your party with your party line, what you do is you change your pitch, but not them, because senility sets in. And if you can't change, when you have senility. The brain becomes rigid. The thinking's rigid. So they keep putting out the same thing, the same story over and over again. All right, look, I think that's enough on that story, right? I'm not talking about Carrie Fisher. I don't know who she is. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't know who she is. I'm sick of looking at her picture on the Drudge Report. Matt, change it, for God's sakes. With that hairdo. This other thing, you know, there's a singer in England. I'm not a popular kind of, I don't pay attention to popular music that much. So a singer dies named George Michael. Was it Mitchell or Michael? I don't know. One is in the hair business. Mickle? He's Michael? George Michael died? Who is he? What's his name, Robert? George Michael? What's his name? George Michael, okay, so he's a singer, popular, sold over 100 million records, wonderful. But he was big years ago, so he dies over the weekend. The first day, it was like, oh my God, Hearts and Flowers. Poor man died in his sleep, peacefully died in his sleep. Then it comes out the guy was doing heroin, orgies till 8 o'clock in the morning, and now the story's been dropped. When it was shown what lifestyle he was leading, all of a sudden the media dropped the story. Why? Why? You wonder why. That's all. Erdogan claims evidence U.S.-led forces supported ISIS. Oh, boy. Israel to build more settlements in defiance of the U.N. Oh. Well, they have another guest coming for them over there in Israel. That's a huge story, but most people don't care about Israel. That's all. 855-407-282. What do you want me to do for you today? I'm only here today and tomorrow. And I'm going on vacation again. All I'm doing is, you know what I'm doing on vacation now that I'm home? I'm enjoying every minute I'm alive. One of the, you know, it's like the old story, why the idiot bang his head against the wall, and the answer was because it felt good when he stopped. Did you ever hear that one, Robert? I don't know if that's an old one or a new one. Did you hear that as a kid? Why did the moron bang? There used to be a whole series of jokes. Why did the moron do something, and then it was a crazy answer song. Why did the moron bang his head against the wall? Answer, because it felt good when he stopped. Why did Savage go on a vacation? Because it felt good when he came home. Same thing. I know never to go anywhere. Every time I go somewhere, I regret it. It doesn't matter where I go. It doesn't matter how nice the place is. I can't stand being anywhere but my own little house. So I come home to my little house with my little dog. I get him back. Oh, I've been being so good to Teddy these last 3 days. You know, look, after a while you feel you take him for granted, even a pet you love. But they make you into a little bit of a service human, you know. But I'm so nice to him. It makes me feel better to be nice to the little guy. He's so thankful, too. They know when you, you know, they know. Like I take him out. It's very cold here right now. So I put on the warm coat for him 3-4 times a day. I go out in the yard. But I saw a hawk flying around. I'm very worried because I live near the water down here, and there's mainly seagulls, and I think they're starving to death because I've been throwing them pita or bagels. They stopped looking. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they have to fish again. But now a hawk came out of nowhere, circling my house. I said, oh, my God, he's looking to grab Teddy. They could grab a dog, a 12-pounder. So I give him a big coat, and then at night I take the big coat off and I put on a little coat, a light coat. Because I like to sleep in a cold bedroom, like a mausoleum. If my bedroom doesn't feel like a mausoleum, maybe I'm ghoulish. I don't know. I can't sleep in a hot bedroom. I get sick. Gagging. I prefer 7 covers over me and a cold face. I don't know about you. I have to have it that way. So, but the dog isn't under the cover, so he needs a coat. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I like a cold. Not Arctic. I'm not saying 30 below. I'm saying cold. I have to have 4 or 5. I like weight on me, too. Isn't it weird? So since I got home, you want to hear something? I'm in great dreams. I dreamed I was, like, back in Queens, New York, trying to get into my mother's house that I grew up in on Utopia Parkway, an attached house. And it was always about the key. And I was like, oh, I don't have the key. And she's not. Well, she's dead. But I don't have the key. How am I going to get in? And I've traveled so far. And I get to the house, and lo and behold, I pull the screen door, and the key is in the door, in the lock. And I go in, and there's the house. So, in other words, this is a funny thing. As we move on in life, you know what we try to do? All of us, if we had a decent or good childhood, we try to recreate our childhood. Did you know that? Did anyone ever tell you about that? That if you actually try to piece together your life when you grow up, what you're trying to do is recreate everything that you had. You don't realize that. I want a gal just like the gal I'm married, dear old dad. Remember that one? Well, that doesn't go for the two men who attacked Ivanka Trump on the airplane. Or maybe it does. I don't know their personal loves for their mother or dislike. Why were they not arrested for terrorism, terroristic threats? The two gay men who attacked verbally on the airplane and their children, those louts. Did you see what they did to Ivanka Trump? She was flying commercial. One said, my husband's going to go harass her. I said, wait a minute. What do you mean? A guy says my husband's going to go harass her? I had to like reconstruct that in my head to figure that out. I thought it was a woman saying my husband's going to go harass her, that they were liberals. No, it was a guy saying his husband, or her husband, was going to attack her. To me, that's a terroristic attack, and they should be arrested. If I were the Trump family, I'd hunt them down and have them arrested. I'd put them in prison for what they did to her. How dare they? That's not why I returned from vacation, I'm saying. But I'm not going to do the star deaths. Everyone dies. Oh, God, I turned the post. There they are again. How could they put these ugly women, the Kardashians, on the post every day? I hate them. They're the ugliest women the God has ever made. Misshapen, all plastic, stupid. What's with the newspapers? What's this? These Israeli soldier babes could kill you at first sight. Oh, they're showing Israeli girls now with machine guns and bikinis. I like that combination. Oh, my God. What's with the post? Can't they do any? Scientists say radio signals from deep space could be aliens. No, they could be radio signals being emitted by small objects in space. They don't have to be aliens. They're not radio signals. Don't you understand a radio signal does not have to emanate from a living being? A radio signal can emanate from a stone. Did you know that? See, they're always trying to scare us. World's largest fully steerable radio telescope at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory in Greenbank, West Virginia, has detected powerful radio signals in the same exact location in space. All right. So, six new fast radio bursts emitting from a constellation far beyond our Milky Way galaxy. The discovery was made in the Auriga constellation. And what am I supposed to do about it? Is that going to change my digestion? Is that going to change a headache I get if I drink the wrong wine? Is that going to change a sinus attack I'm going to have this spring from the allergies that are going to come? Is that going to change anything? No. So what are they putting this out for? It's to make sure that they're still relevant. That someone wants to pay for the little fund system up there in West Virginia. Look, they have nice jobs. If you're a scientist knocking down 150 grand a year plus bennies to just sit and listen to a telescope all day long, would you want to give it up if Trump was becoming president? No. So you come up with a story that there's radio signals that could be from aliens, so we need more funding. This is how these things work. Let's see. We find that the detected signals have exactly the shape of an ETI, extraterrestrial intelligence signal, wrote Bora and Trottier. Although unlikely. Here, you see, although unlikely, there is also a possibility that the signals are due to highly peculiar chemical compositions in a small fraction of galactic halo stars. What did I tell you? And I'm not an astrophysicist, but I knew it was not coming from an alien. If I want to know where aliens are, I just got to go over the Golden Gate Bridge and try to talk to humans who walk around look like humans in San Francisco. But you may as well talk to a wall. You're like, not there. They're not human beings. They look human. They sound human, but they're not human. They don't respond to you in San Francisco. You know, it's one thing I got to talk about is the East Coast, West Coast personality dichotomy. How much greater the people are on the East Coast. The West Coast people are like, what is with them? Like robotic. You talk to them, they look at you like you're crazy for even talking. The East Coast, they understand you. I don't care what the race is. I could say anything to anyone on the East Coast. They get me right away. What is wrong with these people? I'll be back and tell you in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Which news story do you think had me return from vacation? Number one, top stories of the day to me include Obama stabbing Israel in the back on Friday. But there's another story that has, I'm surprised no one called me on it. You know what the sneak did? He tied the defense authorization bill to a ministry of propaganda that he eliminated. That's right, the sneaky crypto-fascist president snuck in a ministry of propaganda into the defense authorization bill on Friday night. He called it the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. Do you know what that means? Do you know how big that is? Germany is also going to put one of those in order to quell any commentary about the Muslim rapes, the Muslim violence, the Muslim robberies that are going on in Germany. They're going to call that disinformation because the socialist Islamist front is extremely powerful. Obama quietly signed the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law on Friday night. That was Friday night, tying it into the Defense Authorization Act. Do you know why he did that? Because they don't want any opposition. They don't want any criticism. In other words, he took away the First Amendment, and he put in a Ministry of Information along the lines of North Korea or the ex-Soviet Union. Do you have any idea how evil this man is? But he's such a good con man that most of you still don't even know it. I said to you, I don't mind if a person's a Democrat, but let them be an American Democrat who believes in the Constitution, not someone who uses the Constitution to take away our constitutional powers and rights. Do you understand that? I'll be back to talk about that and the meaning of Hanukkah and many other things right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show. The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
A big lie that Obama says he would have beaten Trump if he had run again. A complete total lie, revisionist history. Over 1,000 seats have been lost since this character was foisted upon us. And I don't think we need to beat it up again. He just cannot stop shilling for himself. There are other stories. Obama stabbed Israel in the back and exposed himself for the crypto-Islamist supremacist that he really is. We have the Powers UN speech. And there are other big stories out there. I don't think we have to get overly excited about them. I'm going to talk about the meaning of Hanukkah today for those of you who know what it means and how it has implications for all people, no matter what your religion is. I wonder about that. If people have religion, what if they have no religion? What do they believe in as they die? Who do they scream out to? Who does an atheist scream out to as they die? The nurse? The orderly who's been robbing their small change? Who? I don't know. How do you go through life believing in nothing? Well, I've often said that if you say you believe in nothing, you believe in something, which is nothing. So it shows you still have a belief system. I guess it's a time to talk about belief. I've been busily writing. I guess I could tell you what book is coming out. You know the God book's coming out next year, September, October, right? I told you that. I've been working on it. It's growing. You know what's amazing about books? People don't understand something. If your mind is active and you're thinking about a certain subject, I don't mean every second because no one could do that, and you record what you are thinking on a subject and or type it out, a book will grow. You don't have to sit down from the beginning, right beginning to the end. I also have a very interesting announcement to make, which is that I have a book about Donald Trump coming out at the end of February, early March. It will set off shockwaves. That's all I can tell you. It's being rushed to press, but I'm working on it because the Trump administration is still forming. And you say, well, how can you do a book on an administration that hasn't formed yet? You'll see. You'll see. You'll see what position I'm taking. You may or may not know. 855-400-7282. The UN vote is a big story. Israel abandoned by Obama, showing us what the Democrat Party has become today. Let's take some good callers, though. That's what I want to do. I'm going to go to WABC in New York, where Louise is calling on line 5. Louise, thanks for calling from ABC.
Yes, hello. It's so good to hear you back, Michael Savage. And you take the words out of my mouth. I like Putin. I like to meet him, too. But also, I'm thinking that Russian plane crash, what really is behind that, why it crashed?
No, I don't know. I know it didn't have the Russian military band on it.
No, but there was...
Well, it did. It didn't have the Russian military band on the plane? That's what I understood.
Well,
How can we speculate on a plane crash? I don't know what did it. Could have been sabotage. It could have been a rocket. I don't know. All right. Thanks, honey. Appreciate it. Have a nice day. WABC George, line 8, you're up. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. When Obama met with Comrade Merkel in Germany, they both agreed that they had to implement some form of censorship on the new world-controlled Internet. So that was the setup back then. And now with this ministry group that he snuck in.
On Friday night, inside the National Defense Authorization Act, which authorized $611 billion for the military in 2017, the sneaky Islamo-fascist snuck in the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. It's right out of George Orwell. Wouldn't you agree with that, George?
Absolutely. Actually, it's more like you said, North Korea or the Soviet Union, and Merkel agreed. She's going to do her...
Yeah, well, Merkel is an enemy of the German people. She has caused a crime wave unlike any seen in Germany since the Nazis ran the country. And nobody can seem to understand why she's doing it. But, of course, you know why she's doing it, and you know why we escaped a howitzer shell when Hillary lost. If Hillary had won, we would have what's going on in Germany today. Donald Trump will stop it. Thank you for the call. 855-407-282. 855-407-SAVAGE. 855-407-282 to get into the show. And if you get on the air, you will be heard by more people than you will meet for the rest of your life. It's pretty awesome. It's still a pretty big statement when you think about it. KSFO, Joel, line 9. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, I've got kind of a sad, funny story about the hawk and the dog. We had a toy poodle, a six-pound toy poodle named Gigi, and we live out in the country here in Oakdale. And one day I came home, and she kind of sat up next to me, and I looked over, and she had some marks on top of her head and on her back, and she was acting real skittish. And so I ended up taking her to the vet, and the vet came out and said, yeah, she got picked up by a hawk, probably carried about 20, 30 yards, and she fought it off.
Oh, my God. No, I saw a hawk, and the hawks are mountain birds. They're not water birds. I live next to the water. I see seabirds. I know them all, every species. But there's a hawk circling my house. I know he's looking for my dog. I saw it. And I said, my dog's only 12 pounds, and he's an older dog. I don't think he could fight him off.
Yeah, she was about 10. She lived about 13, but she was only 6 pounds. And she fought him off, but she was never the same.
Well, it would scare you to death, wouldn't it, if you were picked up by a hawk?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, I have to laugh a little bit about a dog being carried through the air by a bird.
Look, you got to understand nature is brutal. It's survival of the fittest, and they're always looking for prey. What does a hawk live on? Mice, right? Mice, squirrels, I would guess. Isn't that what a hawk kills?
Yeah. Nature doesn't discriminate, that's for sure.
All right, so he sees a little dog. He figures it's a big meal. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
For him, he doesn't know it's your pet that you take care of and give it chicken. When I feed Teddy chicken, you think that the chicken wanted to die?
Take anything else.
So you got him. Look, it's you know, big fish eats little fish. That's all. Yeah, no, I'm going to be very careful now. So I can't let him out at all. That's a real conundrum. I have to go out now with a helmet on and a loaded shotgun and a flashlight every time Teddy goes out. Oh, boy, life is interesting. All right, look, that's what it is. But I did notice it, so I have to be careful now. I think that the herring must be in early this year in the bay. Is there a fisherman in San Francisco who could tell me why the birds are all going nuts in the water? They're eating something in the water that wasn't there a few weeks ago when I went to Florida. They're fishing. There must be, the herring must be in something. Something. I used to like herring. There was a restaurant that sold. Did you ever eat herring? Not like the New York style, horrible pickled herring. I hate it. I don't mean creamed herring. Actual herring are delicious. They're fabulously important foods. Sardines are great. A full sardine. Did you ever eat a real sardine, not in a can? There was a restaurant that served them. They're like 6 inches long. Grilled sardines are amazing. I'd rather talk about that than Obama. I'd rather talk about a grilled sardine than how Obama's trying to grill the country. Is he back from vacation causing all this havoc? How could he slip that in? Isn't he still there on vacation? Oh, the stroke of a pen. They can do that even on a vacation. He can even do it on a beach chair. I see. Well, it's going to come back to haunt them, this stealing of the of power that this character has aggrandized to himself. Trump will do the same thing. Why do you hear them screaming when he does it? That's the fun part. 855-400-72. Let's go to Texas. Let's hear what the Texans have to say on KLIF in Dallas, right? Susan, line 7, you're up from KLIF. What's on your mind?
Hi. I don't know what this Ministry of Information is going to be doing, but what this nation needs is a Ministry of Information Technology. I could not vote for Hillary because she was so stupid about managing basic information. If you're in charge of something, you should know the basics of using the information technology that you have to use for your job.
I understand what you're saying, but it's a little off the point because he snuck in the Ministry of Propaganda under the guise of a Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into the Defense Authorization Act. What this does is give the government power over all news stories in the United States of America.
It's terrible.
Can you believe that this man would get away with a thing like this?
We have freedom of the press. That is...
No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. This criminal president just stole it from us under a nice set of words, and not one word from the phony New York constitutional lawyers. Not one word out of New York, where the biggest mouths in the world reside, especially the so-called First Amendment lawyers. Where are they? Where are the big-mouth New York First Amendment lawyers now that their guy, Obama, stole the First Amendment right out from under our feet? Where are they? I don't know. Are there any? Could anyone name a First Amendment lawyer who's famous? There was a guy whose son is actually in the media, who used to be a run-in and something on MSNBC. Abrams, Floyd Abrams. Wasn't he a big First Amendment guy? How come he's not saying anything about it? There are far a few other big First Amendment guys, but I guess it doesn't apply when the First Amendment's stolen by one of theirs. That's okay. That's all. How do you feel about Obama stabbing Israel in the back Friday night? Now, I know many of you Jew haters will love it, so I shouldn't ask how you feel, because I know many of you anti-Jews and anti-Zionists will say that's a good thing, but you don't know what you're talking about, because if you think supporting the Arabs, the Palestinians, is a good thing, then you should really go visit Israel to see what a good thing is and a bad thing. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. You've got to be very careful what's coming. You don't know if Trump is going to reverse what Obama has done with this Ministry of Propaganda that he snuck in under the guise of something else in the Defense Authorization Act. We don't know whether Trump will actually pursue antitrust action against Facebook, Google, and Microsoft. I mean, these tech giants, Google and Facebook, as you know, they're monopolies. There's no question about it. And these monopolies need to be broken up, because they control information and people can't compete with them. I've talked about this for a long period of time. I wrote about it in Scorched Earth. I don't know whether the tech giants are going to reach Trump and convince him not to break them up. Do you happen to know that Facebook and Google account for 75% of all the referrals that major news and entertainment sites now receive? 75%. Did you know that Zuckerberg's Facebook controls a 40% share of the social media market and has 1.5 billion users worldwide? Now, that's a big deal. You say, well, isn't that success? Isn't that capitalism? Yes, up to a point. But when a company becomes so large that you can't compete with it, that is called monopoly. Monopoly capitalism is not capitalism in the sense that there's no competition. Capitalism requires competition for the nation to benefit as a whole, not for a single individual to benefit individually. Google accounts for 64% of all U.S. desktop search inquiries. In Europe, Google accounts for 90% of all desktop search queries. Did you know that Google also owns YouTube, the world's most popular video sharing website? I mean, at the very least, the government should force them to break off YouTube and sell it off, especially since Google and Facebook are now practicing censorship. They are pushing aside conservative stories, flagging them. They are telling you what is trending. And the trending issues are controlled fundamentally by a few people in these companies who want you to think that these stories are more popular than they may be. They suppress conservative news. And then we have these issues of the new censorship. So I think that's a big story. I don't know what you can say about that. But I've said for a long time that we need antitrust actions against Google and Microsoft and Facebook. I've been writing about it for a long period of time. It is time to break up Facebook and Google. Now, many of you don't understand this, and you think, oh, it's not free market capitalism. But you don't even understand free market capitalism if you support monopolies. Okay? Do you think it's going to happen, by the way? No. I don't think so. I think that because Peter Thiel was taken in to the inner circle of Trump, I don't think Trump's going to touch them, by the way. They all admit it's a that they have monopolies, but they're not going to touch them at all. That's what's going to happen. Let's go to a few great callers. I don't know who to go to, frankly. WJ.
First, I listened to you a long time, first time I've gotten through.
Well, you're not going to be listening to me after January on JR, you know that.
Well, you know what? I got to go up north. I was raised in northern Michigan. I go up north, and I have four conservative stations that I can listen to, wham, and I get you. But
you can also get me anywhere in the country on an iPhone by just pumping in Find Michael Savage Radio Show. So, Ani, what's on your mind today?
The situation is I'm sorry, you know, I'm so upset with this. What Obama did to Israel, that was, I can't believe it. You know, and people don't get it.
Listen, people are asking me, do you think after the inauguration, will Obama finally come out as a full-blown Muslim? Will he actually show himself for being who he is? People have asked me that.
Really? 100%. And I think Obama, insane, that's Hussein is his middle name. I call him insane.
Oh, and I've heard this, the derogatory, you know, jokes, but that's not the point. He's far from insane. He's a psychopath, but not insane. You know, you could be a psychopath and not insane, by the way. From his point of view, he's very sane. He's following the agenda he wants to follow. The agenda is that of destroying the United States of America as a superpower and destroying the power of the people. He wants to take all the power to the government. And the best way to do that is bring in illiterates from the third world who don't even speak or write English so that he can get away with anything. As long as he keeps putting them on food stamps and gives them welfare, Obama phones, they will do anything he wants. So we have a big fight on our hands, but he lost, didn't he?
Yeah.
Why do you think he said that if he ran again, he could beat Trump? Do you think he's planning something?
The situation is I think no matter what happens, George Soros is behind all this stuff about taking over the world, the one world.
Yeah, no, he's a madman, George Soros. He's a totally evil madman. I don't know how he gets away with it. I hope Trump applies all the rules of law against the Soros family that he can. That's going to be the big question. Whether Trump goes after Soros for what he is doing to this country and the world. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I am confident in this vision because I'm confident that if I had run again and articulated it, I think I could have mobilized a majority of the American people to rally behind it.
There he goes, lying again. There he goes again, as Reagan would have said. All right, okay, shut him off, please. So, in other words, he did a double insult. One, he insulted the American people. Two, he insulted Hillary Clinton. He said he would have won if he had run again. And therefore, he says Hillary was a bad candidate, and he could have done it. The fact of the matter is, he destroyed the Democratic Party single-handedly. He's the most unpopular president in terms of the losses that the party has sustained. Never mind popularity polls. Put that aside for a moment. They're all false. The proof is in the pudding. The pudding is they've lost over 1,000 Democratic posts. If you want to call them Democrat posts. Over 1,000 of them have been lost since this man was foisted upon the American people. That's all you got to know. Democrats lost more than 1,000 seats under Obama. I linked it on michaelsavage.com, the second article from Fox News. They did a great job. They didn't make it up. It's not fake news. They listed the seats that were lost under this character, the liar. But he's so smooth, many of you still believe him. Over the weekend, I was approached by a major agent in Hollywood who asked me if I'd be interested in doing commentary on network television. I know you don't believe me, but okay, whatever. So I had to go find an early TV show I did, and I found my appearance on Larry King from May 25th, 2016. Now, Larry was an icon in the media, as you well know. Fabulous icon is what he was. He has a small show now on Aura Television, owned by... It's played on RT. It's not owned by RT, but Aura buys airtime on RT, as I understand it. Larry King has a small show in Los Angeles, and every big star goes on his show. Even though it's a small audience, it seems to be quite profound in its following. He happens to like me a lot, even though politically he's opposite to me, but he knows, you know, and he and I get along on the air. So I went and found the May 25th, 2016 interview, and he argued with me about Trump winning the election. He says, "You think Trump's going to win?" And we had an argument. I predicted Trump would win on that Larry King show. And it's up on michaelsavage.com, politicking. It's a very good interview. And he actually, and it's a funny thing, he had me on the show to talk about my book, Teddy and Me, right? And I didn't know he would immediately lead into an attack on Trump and ask me to support Trump. It's not what I was prepared for, but I did a very good job. But toward the end, he went back to the book, Teddy and Me, and we talked about pets. He's a very interesting guy from the pet point of view. And then he brought up my brother. I didn't bring it up. He brought it up. And then he says to me, you know, Michael, he says, you're a very sensitive guy. You ought to show it more. So I said, Larry, I save it for those who are important to me. What, I have to show my sensitivity to the world? I'm not an entertainer. See, they always want to wear their heart on their sleeve. I don't have to do that. You have sensitivities. Keep it to yourself. You don't show it to the world. Nevertheless, it was a good interview. And I put it up for you because I thought you'd love it. And I want to refer again to my important book, Scorched Earth. It's not like if I sell another 10,000 copies, I'm going to buy a new Ford Bronco. You know, first of all, I don't sell them anymore. But it says restoring the country after Obama. The plan is so important for you to have, because it's the plan that we're going to have to force Trump's people to follow. Do you understand that he has a huge fight in his hands and we have a big fight in our hands? You understand what's going on with the Trump administration. The emerging Trump administration is being pulled in many directions. I think fundamentally he wants to push it in a conservative direction. And I know that there are insiders who are very conservative, but I also know there are insiders who are very liberal. And some of these liberal insiders you know, and some of these insider liberals you don't know. We do know that Rince Priebus and the RNC is extremely liberal. We also know they're trying to pull or push the Trump administration where it should not go. They want to do to the Trump administration what they did to this country after we put them back in power in 2012. And so what is it that we want? In Scorched Earth, I spell out what we want, restoring the country after Obama. The number one thing that I called for was an increase in the military spending, number one. Number two, a replacement of the fake generals, the Potemkin generals, if you want to call them that, with real generals, which is already happening. I think that Trump needs to fire all the fake generals that Obama put in place, like women who can't fly an airplane. The Secretary of the Air Force has not only flown in combat, she can't fly an airplane. She's a glorified air traffic controller. She's got to go. She may be a fine person. I'm sure she is. And a very smart woman. I'm sure she is. She is not an Air Force secretary. We need someone with thunder in their guts. Okay? We don't need ballet slippers in the Air Force. We need a bomber, a B-1 bomber pilot to run the Air Force. Not a woman that Obama picked for politically correct reasons. Number one. Did you know who Obama picked to run the U.S. Navy? I mean, you can pretty much guess by how the Navy is operating. With the crybaby sailors who cried for their mothers on Instagram while they were being captured by the Iranians. No one fired a shot. Not one sailor fired a shot. They broke down in tears. We need a cigar-chomping World War II Admiral Nimitz running the U.S. Navy. We need a cigar-chomping supporter of America to get in there and clean house, get rid of all the fake admirals, get rid of all the flag officers who don't belong there, who are put in there by Obama, because they represented his weakling points of view inside the military. And those are the things that need to be done by Trump. But it's all in restoring the country after Obama scorched earth. Those are my plans for America. It's what Trump must do. It's that simple. KLIF, Roger, line 6. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, thank you. I'm a first-generation Indian-American, naturalized Indian-American, and I just wanted to kind of touch upon what you talked about assimilation. And in Indian families growing up, we were taught you don't go to a country and try to take over or try to indoctrinate. You go in and you assimilate and you give the best of your culture and take the best of the host culture. But the bottom line is you work hard. Be honest and love the country that you're in, and not to go and take over and you know.
Yeah, but that's the difference between the educated Hindu class and the bottom of the barrel that Obama is culling from a different religion. Let's put it to you that way.
Yeah, and Dr. Savage, here's the thing.
He is culling from a supremacist religion. The religion that he is flooding into America is a supremacist religion that seeks to conquer and convert every nation that they are brought into. That is a fact of life. It's a fact of reality. And the man is a criminal against the principles of the foundation of this nation. I don't care how smooth talking he may be.
Yeah, and that was the case when things were a little bit more regulated. Now with this huge influx, it's even worse. That's their fundamental goal.
Well, I think Trump, after he gets in, is going to have to deport a million of them, by the way. I'll make it very clear. He's going to have to not only look on stop the importation of more of them, he's going to actually have to deport a million of them. They will never assimilate to this nation. Not in a million years. They'll never assimilate. They will try to break the nation to their will. That is what they are taught from the cradle to the grave. The infidel is garbage. You know, Hillary called everyone she didn't like deplorables. Do you know what they call us? Infidels. Do you know what infidel means? Someone who's worse than an animal. If you study propaganda, you will find that the first thing that enemies of humanity do is dehumanize their enemy. By defining non-Muslims as infidels, they are dehumanizing us and therefore making us ripe for the takeover or the slaughter. You understand all of that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I grew up with this, and I've been in mosques where I've seen them. I did what they'd like to do, the taqiyya. I did the reverse taqiyya, and I said, okay, let me see what these people are actually talking. And these imams, this is actually what they're talking, is you go to the West, you conquer the women, and have women, kids like cockroaches, and you take over the culture. So that is a clear and present danger. And to your point, Dr. Savage, quickly, about liberalism being a mental disorder, and I've had so many people in my family, I say, okay, Dr. Savage, he sounds, he's harsh. Well, I said, here's why, the reason. You people talk about women's rights. Why don't you ever fight for the right of women in Saudi Arabia? And they have no answer. And that's when they realize, okay, there is.
So you mean as an American of Indian descent from East India, if you want to put it that way, you have a lot of liberals in the family who disagree with you because you're a political conservative?
Exactly. And it's because of this. I mean,
Well, let me ask you something. Are you an educated person? I mean, do you have a college degree?
Yes, I do, yes.
And the people who disagree with you, are they equally educated to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have masters, they're PhDs.
So why do they not understand the danger they are in from their liberal policies? How can they not understand that when they come from India, which has been at war with Pakistan forever over Kashmir, do they not understand any of this?
That's therein lies the problem, is they listen to this mainstream media, and the mainstream media categorizes your show, Alex Jones, or Right Side Broadcasting Network on YouTube, which, as fake news, or but when I actually make them listen to your show, and they come back and say, you know what? Yeah, it's some of that. Yeah, it does make sense. And actually, a couple.
Right, because a lot of people don't know what I'm actually saying. They just read the propaganda that's put out by the haters of the truth. But you know what? Hey, listen, here's what you got to understand for yourself and for everyone else. Didn't they also run this by the American people when Trump first appeared on the scene? Didn't they call him every name under the sun? Didn't they say he can't win? Didn't they say every poll showed he was losing? Every one of them said Trump would lose. That went on for a year straight, didn't it? Didn't it?
Absolutely. And
well, eventually he won. I have been on the radio for 22 years. And no matter how many left-wing clowns are out there trying to destroy my career, I can make a prediction right now. I will outsurvive all of them. One way or the other, I will be heard. They will not be heard. They won't even be in the industry in a certain period of time. They will be gone. Because the truth has a way of winning out. In fact, even in a court of law, the truth is the best defense. You know that, and I know that. And so, yeah, they can do whatever they want. I can do whatever I want. At the end of the day, we will see who is the last man standing. I've outlived a lot of other people who have tried to destroy me. I do not intend to be rolled over by invisible cretins who were stabbing me in the back behind the scenes. And I thank you for that call. That's all. That's about half of what I wanted to say. Actually, it's about one-tenth of what I really want to say. And maybe one day I'll actually say what I really want to say. What time is it? What's this station? KSFO, Maryland, line 2. Go ahead, please. No, you're line 3. Line 3, go ahead, Marilyn, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Marilyn in Beaver Creek, Oregon, and I want to tell you, I just love you. But anyway, that said, I have a cassette tape when you first asked Trump to become president in January 10th of 2011, and I just love that tape because prior to finding that tape and re-listening to it, everything he said was exactly as he ran. I had this feeling, and I kept telling everybody, I don't know why, but I think an act of God's going to make him president, and they looked at me like I had two heads on my shoulders, and I said that months before this happened. And then after,
yes,
he was a
little... Yeah, no, I didn't know that in 2011 he actually... What'd you say? He said he's going to run for the presidency in 2011?
January 10th of 2011, I have you on tape talking to Trump, asking him to try to run, and he...
Oh, I asked him to run. I don't remember that part of it.
Tape, and I've played it over and over. I have it on slow speed. I have to put it on a special player, but I just love it, and it says, see, my
Well, I'm going to send you a copy of my latest book. I think that you deserve it. I'm going to send you Scorched Earth. I know Christmas is over, but so what? Books need to be read around the year, and you're going to get one in the mail, okay? We're running short of time, but that opens up one open line at 855-407-282. No matter where you are listening to this program, no matter which radio station, you could just pick up a phone and dial that number, 855-407-282. And if you're lucky enough to get through the gatekeeper, Clint, you will be heard by more people than you'll meet for the rest of your life.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The Savage Nation, how nice it is to be with you on this December 27th, 2016. So many important stories. Obama has gutted the First Amendment, sneaking in a Ministry of Propaganda Act in the Defense Authorization Act, trying to put roses around pig swill. We'll see if Trump overrides this or gets rid of it. Will he eliminate it? The Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act? That Comrade Obama snuck into the defense bill. Obama also said that Congress failed to use the bill to reduce wasteful overhead like perhaps massive F-35 cost overruns or modernize military health care. See, Obama wanted all the military money steered into health care and other social programs, not into its fighting ability. Do you understand what he's done? He's hijacked the military and turned it into a giant social experiment. It's called social engineering, going back to the 1990s, which used to be a big topic. You know the picture, don't you? Transgender bathrooms on submarines, you know, that kind of thing. Really important stuff to fight ISIS with. Make sure that the transgendered sailors are happy. Not that ISIS is sent back to you-know-where, to la-la land. Should I be nicer in 2017? Will that get me more listeners if I'm a nicer guy? But you like the Indian fellow who called, said that they don't like me because I'm gruff. I could do it not gruff. Maybe I'll do a not gruff. Maybe I'll do a not gruff unsavage nation that says the same thing. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, are you listening to what I'm actually saying, my words? Do I have to scream and yell to make my point? I don't think so. You know, think about that. Saying, oh, yells just for attention. Okay, so let's look at it this way. Let's say I write a book. I write many books. There are four or five bestsellers in a row, right? No one's screaming and yelling when you're reading a book, are they? They're reading the actual words and say, that makes sense, that makes sense, that makes sense. This guy makes sense. I'll tell my friends about it so the book sells. So I don't have to yell to get your attention. On the other hand, I'm an emotional personality in real life. Ask anyone who knows me. It's why I live alone with a dog. I'm very emotional. I blow up easily. I do. I'll admit it. I get very wrapped up in what I'm saying. I get so emotionally involved. It's part of my cultural background. I can't help it. You get out of the menu you grow up in, people don't understand emotion. They're afraid of it. Most of them are on drugs, number one. So they think if you're an emotional person, you're a madman. Well, if they stop taking their medication, they might see something different.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
My intentions on January 21st is to sleep, take my wife on a nice vacation, and she has said...
Had an eight-year vacation.
Because she's earned it. She deserves it.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm going to start thinking about...
It's been nothing but a vacation for her.
I want to write. We've got to unpack. And look, I have to be quiet for a while.
No kidding.
I don't mean politically. I mean internally. I have to still myself.
Oh, what a brilliant man. Yeah, why don't you follow that Buddhist philosophy and go off into the wilderness and still yourself for 50 years? The world might settle down. You have the nerve of this guy saying his wife deserves a vacation? How many vacations has Michelle Obama had since she's become First Lady? None? Air Force Two, anyone? Air Force Three? How many friends did she take on vacations with her? How many millions, tens of millions did she spend? Look, it's an old story. What's the big deal? I mean, they got away with it, and they're leaving. So he's going to be creating a picture about himself. I don't think that's what he's going to do. This guy can never stop. He's an agitator and an activist, and he's never going to stop. 855-407-282. Trump Tower evacuated on report of suspicious package. That's breaking news. Trump Tower evacuated on report of suspicious package in the atrium. We're staging, and units are standing by, said an FDNY spokesman. A video on Twitter posted by username Cielo shows cops waving to people inside the Trump building to get out and crowds running toward the exits. The incident unfolded shortly before 4:30 p.m. Eastern. The building is home to President-elect Donald J. Trump, who was in his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida on Tuesday. So we don't know what it is. Suspicious package. Let me see if I can look in there. I'm going to see the YouTube. What package? I don't see a package. Oh, they're running.
Ooh, get out of the building, quick. Ooh, hot foot it.
That's what it takes in America. One word, someone drops a garbage bag they drop, the whole building is evacuated. I predicted a Trump victory on the Larry King show. I can predict a lot of things that come true, but you're not going to read about it in the New York Post. Because I'm not a member in good standing of the liberal media. Kim Jong-un bans Christmas, makes North Korea worship his grandmother. You hear this nut? And he's about to get nuclear missiles to carry his weapons. Actually, he's got the missiles, he needs the nukes to go with it. And this guy, you hear this? Kim Jong-un has banned Christmas, where there's almost no Christians anyway, and he makes all of North Korea worship his grandmother. You hear this? The man is the crazy man. You talk about pushing the boundaries of sanity. 855-407-28. To George Michael, dead at 53. Oh, George Michael. You're not supposed to ridicule the dead, and I'm not going to do it. I truthfully don't know who he is. I know he was a big entertainer. I know he sold 100 million records. I know he left an estate of $128 million. I get that. But the first 2 days, it made it sound like he was Mother Teresa. A Mother Teresa died in his sleep. Then the third day, it was like the third day it read, he had orgies till 8 o'clock in the morning with his friends, and was a heroin abuser. You hear this? Oh, your mother was right. Your mother was right. Drugs are dangerous and sex is dirty. She was right. That's what they taught in my day. Was she wrong? No. I mean, she wasn't wrong, was she? I remember when I was a kid, marijuana was becoming a big deal in the community in which I lived. She had a different way of approaching it. She used to say, I don't know, Michael. She always lectured in the third person. She wouldn't look at me. She'd like talk in the third person like someone else was in the room. I was just looking for the person she was talking to. She had a real weird way. God bless her. She says, I don't know, Michael. She said, to me, anyone who uses drugs is weak. I didn't quite understand that. I didn't know what weakness had to do with using drugs. I know what she was trying to say, but it didn't apply to me. I don't know what you mean using drugs made you weak. That's what she used to say. She thought that would make me ashamed to use drugs. I still smoked marijuana. It was horrible. The worst thing I ever did in my life. If I could do anything over in my life, I'd recommend one thing. Never touch the evil weed. It is the most dangerous of all drugs. for a million reasons. Now, if you're a dummy or you have no sensitivity, marijuana is probably not as dangerous for you if you're a moron. Let's say you're a one-string guitar. Marijuana probably makes the string vibrate a little bit. But if you are a fabulous instrument mentally and you were given a great design at birth, and then you cultivated that great design, you know, your multi-complex string instrument, the last thing you want to do is set off harmonics in the wrong direction. That's what marijuana does to you. Go ahead, though. If you're the type of moron who goes to a bar and thinks you're cool because, you know, you look at Hollywood, every movie without exception, it has marijuana, alcohol, you name it. And you wonder why they're out of touch with reality. You wonder why they're in rehab every other day. I don't know what I want to talk about. I could move into something like with God. I'm not going to do it. Small audience today. No one's live today. Everyone's got a fill-in. They're all on vacation pretending to have a good time, wishing to God that they did what I did, came in. They don't know what they're doing. They're not happy. Come on. One is on a beach in Florida. The other's on a beach in Florida. They don't know what to do with themselves. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's dinner time. Yeah. How many dinners can you have in pretending you're enjoying yourself? How many cigars can you smoke? How many laughs can you pretend to be laughing about when you know you're addicted to radio? Everyone in this business, if they're good, is addicted to the microphone. It's an addiction. This is a stronger addiction than almost any other addiction on earth, by the way. It's a powerful addiction, which is why it's so profoundly, well, it's a reaching medium for that reason. If you're addicted to it, as I am, and the others in the business are, who are good, when you leave it, you feel an absence in your being. And there's almost no way to fill it. Don't tell me golf is better than radio. It isn't. Because if it was, you would be doing golf all the time. And they're jealous right now. They're listening right now. I know they're listening in their houses. I get it. They snuck away from the wife or the girlfriend. They're like in a bathroom somewhere with an earphone on listening to me, wishing to God they had called in and said, I'm coming in Wednesday. I'm coming in. Tell them I'm coming in Wednesday. I'll be in Thursday for a day. I got to talk about the news. I hope they do. May bring back some listeners and callers. Most people who are calling today are not really, you know, they're kind of antisocial. Like, if you're listening to talk radio right now, admit it. You're a lonely person, number one. You have no family. You're like an outcast. You're like the black sheep of the family. You know, you should be with family today, shouldn't you? I don't know what you'd be doing. How many times can you have dinner with them again? Let's see, Sunday was Christmas, first night of Hanukkah if you were Jewish. They lit the candle. And then you did the Christmas thing, very nice, good tradition. And then what? Then you returned presents yesterday. That you went to the shopping mall. There were riots over goods and merchandise. You got trampled, stampeded. What are they doing today? What day of the week is this, Robert? I've lost track of it. Is today Tuesday? Yeah, it's Tuesday. What are people doing, normal people who are off this week? If they're on vacation like Obama. Okay, with him, since he's such a fanatic and such a zealot, in the other night, he passes as many evil laws against America as he can. The man can't rest. No, they can't rest till the last second. Bring in as many deadbeats as you can. Put as many people on welfare as you can. Increase the food stamp rolls if you can. Flood America with Muslims and burqas because they're going to adapt and assimilate to a modern Western society. Just keep doing it. See if you can eviscerate the borders, language, culture of America as often as you can. What's clicking there on my Fostex? I'm getting popping on the Fostex, Robert. I'm getting a rumbling on the Fostex, which means something's going wrong again. If you knew what happened to me this morning, I come in, I connect to Dallas where the show goes out of. I'm in San Francisco. No connection. I call Robert. You'll never believe this. Over the weekend, a sealed piece of equipment that runs the whole show in a locked room failed. All right, you could say it was a conspiracy. It wasn't, so far as I know. Dead. Luckily, the engineer came in and fixed it. She had to steal a piece of equipment borrowed from another studio. Here, it's popping again. I know someone's putting me off the air. That's coming next. No? What's it burping for? Are they hearing that on the air? No, I'm hearing it. No one's hearing it but me. Okay, I'm going crazy. This is a wonderful thing. Trump Tower evacuated on report of suspicious package. What is a suspicious package? What did it do? How can a package be suspicious? What is a suspicious package? It suspects people? It looks a certain way? All right, I'll be back in a minute on the Savage Nation. I got to get to the bottom of this noise.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. I'm just having a little trouble here with my Fostex, which is a speaker I use. I'm one of the few people in the industry who will not use headphones. I have never used headphones, by the way, in my entire 22-year radio career because I knew that they destroy ears. I still have perfect hearing, believe it or not. I refuse. The first day of radio, I won't put here. So they had to design a whole system for me, which I've used forever. It's very complicated and uses a speaker on the desk where when you call me, I hear you as though you're in the room with me, and I react to you without headphones as though you're talking to me in the room, which is why my show sounds more natural. Because if I listen to someone in headphones, it's like weird. So it's causing trouble right now. It's rattling, it's grumbling, make popping. I think I figured out why. The housekeeper was in again during my vacation last week. Every time she does this to me, she disconnects a wire, she vacuums over a connector. I just found the problem. I'm stepping on the... I can make it do it right now. Look, see, rumbles. She did it again. Oh, she does deep cleaning. Terrific. I never want her in this house again. She upsets me. I don't like house cleaners. I don't even like the way she makes my bed. I'd rather make it myself. Now, that's my own business. Gail on KLIF, line 5.
Hi, Dr.
See, there.
Hi, Dr.
Go ahead, quickly, fast. I can't hear you. I'm sorry, the speaker's breaking up.
I was wondering if you're going to put out any new nutritional books this year.
Nope. No, those days are over.
Okay. I enjoy the one you wrote for children years ago. And
oh, that's the best book I ever did, Healing Children Naturally. That's a great book. Gail, thank you very much. Hold on. Keep Gail on the line. One second, Teddy and me. I'll tell you something I'm going to do this year that no one knows about yet. I made up my mind last night, and I don't want to promise it right now. I can't know where yet. In January, I'm going to hold my first interdenominational, you want to call it a religious service, I'm going to hold it in January, and you will not know the location. I have to be careful of security. I want people of all faiths to come who live in the area, and I'm finally going to do what I can really do well, which is do I don't want to call it a religious service, but it's going to be a worship service of some kind that is interdenominational, and I'm going to limit it to 100 people at no fee. I'm not doing it for money. And I know that more people than that are going to want to go, and you're going to have to go to a website and give your identity and in order to get in, or else it'll be a madhouse. The last live event I did had 7,000 paying customers. You remember that one when Teddy was a baby in 2002 at the San Francisco? It was called the Chronicle Pavilion. 7,000 paying people. I outdrew Sheryl Crow at the time. I can do big audiences if I wanted to. But for a number of reasons, I choose the microphone. However, I want to do something in the area of religion and resonate with the higher power, because there is a higher power. There's no question in my mind. I have no question about it. You know, I love people say, how do you know God exists? It's not for me to prove it. You know what I love? It's in my God book. I came up with it this week on an airplane. Let's say an atheist says, I don't believe in God. And they were very arrogant about it. I don't believe in God. And so what, God doesn't exist because you don't believe in God? I mean, that stopped God's existence because you said you don't believe in God. Think of the arrogance of that statement. Oh, I don't believe in God, says the atheist in San Francisco, let's say. And what? So God stopped existing for billions of people because you don't believe in God? He stopped existing? Do you realize how stupid that is? It doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. You're nothing. You're less than a worm. You're a crystal of sand on the earth. So the billions of people who believe in the higher power or God or the creator, however you want to put it, how come they have faith? They're all stupid. They're not as smart as you. They're all deplorable morons who go to church or synagogue. They're all idiots. They're not as smart as you because you put a needle in your arm. That's all. You put a needle in your arm, you're smarter than everybody. In other words, what's the difference if you say you don't believe in God? That means God doesn't exist. It means that you believe in nothing. You're the loser, not God. God doesn't need you to believe in him. You need to believe in something. God doesn't need you to believe in him. You understand what I just said to you? God doesn't need your worship. You need to worship a higher power and it'll cause you less trouble. At least that's what millions of people believe. Billions of people, for that matter. There's over a billion Christians, over a billion Muslims. I don't know how many Jewish people there are. I don't know, 10 million? I don't know how many, 12, 15? Not that many. It's a small number of people who are Jewish, but all monotheistic people who believe in God. What Buddhists believe in is a sort of poetry, a way of life. I thought about that. What does it mean they believe in? What do the Buddhists believe in? I've read the Buddhist tractates. It's all about, what is it all about? It's poetry. It's philosophy. It's how to live through, how to navigate your way through life without causing harm to others and without hurting yourself. What is Hinduism? I had a Hindu friend once. I stood on a rooftop in Honolulu. As long as I remember this, I stood with Prasad, a lovely guy, Indian Hindu. And we looked at the ocean way out there in Honolulu, and I said, Prasad, what do you people believe in? And he said, well, it's like the waves in the ocean. He tried to explain it to me. They continuously keep coming. I didn't quite get it. I don't quite understand that. But I liked him. He was the nicest guy I ever met. I've always gotten along with Hindus for some reason. I think it's because they drink. I'm not quite sure. There was that great line in that TV show I told you about, The Night Of. It was a small show on Showtime or HBO. Terrific piece of work. So there's a woman, you don't know, she's Middle Eastern. She could be Muslim. You don't know what she... Oh, see, I stepped on the wire again. I'll stay away from it. So she's a dark-skinned woman who looks like she's, Middle Eastern. She's a lawyer. So she goes out with the guy who plays, John Turturro, who plays the downtrodden New York lawyer, and they go out to a bar, and he's drinking heavily on this case. She says to him, would you like a drink? He says, oh, no, you people don't drink. She says, no. She says, I'm not a Muslim, I'm a Hindu, I drink anything. It was one of the funniest lines in that series. Then she knocks down like three drinks. I never met a Hindu I didn't like. And I think Hindus like dogs, too. There's only one religion on earth that hates dogs and alcohol. Go figure that one out. As long as they like shrimp, okay, we can call it a day. And split the difference on shrimp. This is the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Take witchcraft for anyone to believe a word that Obama says. His true legacy is the destruction of the Democrat Party. It's not just that Hillary lost the election. Forget the popular numbers, because I can argue with that. You know, what they're all saying is save your Confederate money, the South will rise again. That they won the popular vote, therefore Trump is an illegitimate president. I could argue, and rationally, by the way, that the differential of several million votes can be seen in the number of illegal aliens that Mr. Fez has run into the United States of America. How many millions of illegal aliens from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and the Middle East has this man flooded into this country who voted in the last election? Millions, I would say, wouldn't you? After all, didn't the Democrats under Harry Reid fight to make certain that there would be no voter ID laws? Why would they do that? Even Trinidad, a small island nation, has voter ID laws. I know a person from Trinidad, so what, are you crazy? He said, how could you not have a voter ID law? How do you know how many times someone's voting or where they're from? I said, how, when you have a corrupt Harry Reid and a corrupt Hillary Clinton and a corrupt Democrat machine that lives off the welfare state and floods people in to build up the voter rolls, why would they want voter ID? So you could argue that the 3-4 million differential that Hillary won in the popular vote was based almost entirely upon illegal aliens voting and multiple votes, by the way. The most important story of all of them is Obama hinting that something's going to happen and he's going to run for a third term. That snake, that crypto pro-Islamist snake, gave a speech that was shocking where he said that if he had run again, he could have beaten Trump. He's sending a message out, and we're all, let us say, if not quizzical, terrified of what the snake is planning with the New World Order. Listen to clip number 2 on the Savage Nation. Listen carefully.
I am confident in this vision because I'm confident that if I had run again and articulated it, I think I could have mobilized a majority of the American people to rally behind it. I know that in conversations that I've had with...
With who? Michelle?
People around the country. Even some people who disagree with me.
Your butler?
they would say the vision, the direction that you point towards
is
the
right,
right. One.
Flood America with useless immigrants who don't work. Increase the food stamp rolls by 10.7 million people, a 32% jump. Bring in Islamists who are not vetted. Really good job. One terrorist event after another. Oh, yeah, we all want your vision. That's what we want, Mr. Obama. We want your vision. We all want to become Beirut or Lebanon itself. That's what we can't wait to see is internecine warfare in America. You're great. You turned blacks against the police. You did a super job, Obama. This man is crazy, but he's not finished yet. Meanwhile, in gun control Chicago, there were multiple deaths over the weekend. 750-plus homicides in 2016. Can you believe what's going on in this country? Obama says he could have won the election. He could have beaten Trump if he had run again. First of all, the data doesn't support that. That's number one. Number two, his agenda is why so many people came out to vote for the businessman. Why would they vote for Donald Trump? Say it again. Number one, war with Mexico. Number two, no more Muslims from, let us say, countries that have civil problems. Isn't that what you voted for? And number three, you want the jobs brought back in the Rust Belt primarily, right? Didn't you want your factories brought back? You want the jobs to stay here? You don't want them bleeding out to Mexico and to China? That's what you voted for. There were three main issues. There weren't more than three issues. All the rest is gravy. Now, I personally told you in the whole year running up to the election that my number one issue and still is national security. I'll repeat it over and over and over again. Obama has decimated the military, destroyed the morale of the military, depleted the, let me use the exact right word, in the military. He's depleted the replacement parts for our aircraft. He has decimated our stocks of weaponry. He has destroyed the morale of the military, putting an incompetence at every level of leadership and run men out of the military who are real warriors. He's run the Spartans out of the military. There are some left, but man, their morale has been just destroyed by this crypto freak. And the fact is that they're already feeling better now that Trump has won. He put in Mattis into the Defense Department, who's a genuine combat veteran. He put a general into Homeland Security. Isn't that better than the lawyer who's running Homeland Security? You know that if this guy, Jay Johnson, who's running Homeland Security, was working for a corporation, the board of directors would have fired him 2 years ago after one terrorist event after another that slipped through his fingers. Why would you keep a man who was letting things happen that he was put there to stop? Why? Well, you figure it out. So those things alone mean a lot to me. You know, remember after the election, I said I had a friend who said, it was an interesting statement, and I got a lot of email on it. I had a friend who said to me that after Trump won, she felt as though a new portal had opened into a new world. She felt that she went into a new world. A new world had opened for her. I felt the same exact way, and millions of others feel, a sense of relief that is hard to describe. I was sitting here, I know people in the media, really big people, not a lot, a few, the real ones. Every one of them feared that if Hillary won, they were going to be hounded, not only out of the business, but even worse. They feared that. They don't fear it anymore. I sleep better at night. I don't go to sleep worrying about a Eastern European-style government hunting me down. I don't sit here worrying about a car coming in the middle of the night and snatching me off the street. I feared that under Hussein. I feared that would happen under Hillary. I don't fear it under Trump. So to me, it's a great world that we're living in. It's that simple. I don't really want to tell you what to say, but one of Obama's great legacies is that he has destroyed the Democrat Party. Do you know what happened in the election in addition to the presidency? I only have 40 seconds right now, but whether you like me or don't like me, the facts are the facts. He decimated the Democrat Party for a good number of years, thank God. Oh, yeah. The Democrats lost more than 1,000 seats under this phony, narcissistic man named Barack Obama. 1,000 seats, and he says he would have beaten Trump. Read the analysis. He says he could have won a third term. Every level during that election, this Democrat Party suffered huge losses at every level during Obama's West Wing tenure. 1,042 state and federal Democratic posts were destroyed by this liar. You know, you can only take so many lies for so long. Angela Merkel, for example, flooded in 1 million Muslims into Germany. Do you know what's going on in Germany? It's exactly what Obama wants to happen here in America. He wants to destroy the cohesion of this nation the same way that crypto-fascist Nazi Angela Merkel is destroying Germany with her Muslim brethren. And they will never let go of their agenda. One thing you got to know is that the Islamist socialist agenda will not go away quietly in the night. Now, Obama says that he could have easily beaten Trump if he had run again. He's a con man. As you well know, he said, I am confident in this vision that if I had run again and articulated, I could have mobilized. That's an Al Sharpton word, mobilized. Mobilized and won again. Now, the words confident in this vision are very telling. Con man, confidence man. Obama's a classic con man. He actually believes his own lie. But the fact of the matter is, he destroyed the Democrat Party. He couldn't have won a third term. The Democrats lost over 1,000 seats since this character was foisted upon us way back in the dark ages of 08. A net loss of 1,042 state and federal Democratic posts. Go ahead, liberals. Tell me why. All over, because of racism? That's, you got that one ready, don't you? The R word's already rolling off your tongue, and you're not even from Cambridge. A net loss of 1,042 state and federal Democratic posts, including the presidency, governorships, congressional and state legislative seats, since this man became president. Every level destroyed. Then Trump wins. Democratic U.S. Senate seats fell from 55 to 46 under Obama. The share of the House plummeted from 256 to 194. And let me tell you something. Even though there's been a tidal wave in the other direction, in the media, nothing has changed. The people who run the media are more liberal than they've ever been. They haven't seen the light. They don't care about you. They still think you're the deplorable. And yet even Google, one of the most successful companies in America's history, is smart enough to adapt because they know otherwise they will die. These other industries are not smart. Google has hired an entire division of conservative outreachers. Did you know that? They know which way the wind blows, and they know the wind is blowing to the right. So Google creates a conservative outreach division. Meanwhile, the old line media is getting rid of conservatives as fast as they can, thinking that Hillary Clinton won, and they're going to curry favor with her. Democratic governorships became a rarity during this eight-year period, slipping from 28 to 16. But again, go tell that to the people in the old world media. You know, it's like the talkies versus the silent movies. When the talkies came along, talking pictures, the silent film stars said, ah, them talkies will never work. No one's going to go to them talking pictures. Right. Well, you got people in the media right now who are like running silent movie studios. They still are saying, no, they want to see Buster Keaton miming. They'd rather see someone mime Obama's words. So he goes on and says, I'm confident in this vision that if I'd run again, I could have mobilized and beaten Donald Trump. Well, there are Democrats who disagree with him, by the way. We're not even a national party at this point, said one of the reps. Tim Ryan, Democrat of Ohio, said, we're not even a national party at this point. As he made a failed run at the House Minority Leader position, he tried to beat Nancy Battleaxe Pelosi. He said, we have some support on the coast, but we've lost the support of middle America, and we've got to make some changes. So I'm pulling the fire alarm here because the house is on fire. Don't tell that to the octogenarian Nancy Pelosi. No, sorry, Bob. Harry Reid said, 2020, in the 2020 Democratic field will resemble an old folks home. That's Harry Reid. During a meeting earlier this month, an aide asked Reid what he thought about Vice President Joe Overbite Biden, saying he's open to running for president in 2020. And he asked if he would support him. Reid said, well, it depends on who's running. It appears we're going to have an old folks home. We've got Elizabeth Warren. She'll be 71. Biden will be 78. Bernie Sanders will be 79. Can you believe this? Now, there's nothing wrong with being old and wise, but being old and stupid is another story. When you've just destroyed your party with your party line, What you do is you change your pitch, but not them, because senility sets in. And if you can't change, you can't change when you have senility. The brain becomes rigid. The thinking's rigid. So they keep putting out the same thing, the same story over and over again. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation back on the program. We have only a few minutes left, and I really want to take some of your calls. I came in this Tuesday to ask you which news story do you think had me return from vacation. We've talked about the top stories of the day. I haven't gotten to the Jewish Festival of Lights, the meaning of Hanukkah. I wish I could do it all. I can't. So let me tell you that before I take another caller. I should have done it earlier. I forgot that. Tonight is what, the third or fourth candle on the spectrum of eight. So why do Jews light candles for 8 nights? It used to be a joke that Christian kids get gifts on only one day during the holidays. The Jews get gifts on all 8 nights. So it used to be a joke between Christians and Jews. It was very cute. See, in those days, you could joke with people of other religions and everyone got along. Then a meanness came into this country like you cannot believe. An ill wind was brought in that hates every other religion, hates itself. Anyway, so what is Hanukkah? What's the meaning to you? Nothing. Whether you're Jewish or not, what does it really mean? Is it a kid's holiday? You light candles and get gifts, spin a dreidel. Well, the story goes that the Jewish temple was sacked, I believe, by the Romans in ancient times. And when the Jews went back to the temple, they went through the rubble and they looked for the holy oil that was used to light the lamps. And the holy oil was supposed to last only one night, but it lasted for 8 nights. So what is the symbolism of such a story to all of you listening, even to those of you who are hopeless and of no religion whatsoever? It has tremendous power in symbolism, whether you, even if you're in prison and you're listening to me right now. What does it mean? It means when you think all is lost, when you think you can't go on, when you think that there's no hope, somewhere within you, there is a holy oil that can still be lit. It can still light the fire within you. And so you must learn to look for that holy oil within yourself. And always look for that oil. It's there in the rubble of your being. No matter how destitute you are, no matter how broken you are, no matter how horrible your life appears to be, and you don't think you can take another second of it, if you stop for 1 minute and take a deep breath and think of the deep resonance that put you here and put your ancestors here, and think about that one. You weren't born unto yourself. You're the end line of millions of years of evolution when you think about that. And countless thousands of generations of human beings produced you. What a waste it would be for you to go away, wouldn't it? Kill yourself or whatever with drugs, or bury yourself with drugs or alcohol, or kill yourself. So you say to yourself, wait a minute, I can't just waste this incredible gift I was given, this gift of life. And so you start to think, well, okay, all these generations that preceded me, that holy oil that I'm talking about, dig in the rubble. Dig in the rubble of your being. And look for that oil inside you, the holy oil, and reignite it. Well, that's the meaning of Hanukkah. That's the one I give you tonight on the Savage Nation. I think it's a beautiful story. It has no religious connotation in any way, but it has a tremendous power of giving to anyone who's looking to find something within themselves to go on. It's been written by poets in many other ways. You know, it's when you think you can't go on, that kind of thing. Read Rudyard Kipling, and you'll know what I'm talking about. The man who fights for the last ounce of strength. Every fighter knows it. Every runner knows it. Everyone in the field of battle knows it. You'll reach within yourself and find something more. Well, that's it for this Tuesday on the Savage Nation. Micahpedia signing off. God bless America.